We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
A couple dozen hours, makes. Holy cow, Hurricane Ian bearing down on us now.
Yeah.
This thing just going through the lower southeast like a wrecking ball.
Yeah.
Heading into Charleston, going to hit around 8 a.m. Cat 1 right now.
Yeah.
I broadcast out of there for years, Lee, and Charleston fascinated me for one reason. Nancy Mace, a congresswoman out of Charleston this morning on Fox News, and she was saying, listen, my district is the 10th fast. She represents Charleston, obviously.
Right.
10th fastest growing in the country, right? So people are packing into Charleston. But when you start talking and interviewing, and I did, gosh, a dozen times when I was there on the radio, their emergency response coordinator for the county. And he would explain to you the thread that Charleston hangs on all the time. It is, Charleston is a city always on the edge of destruction because the people who built it didn't understand sea level, right? I mean, Charleston, the coolest thing about Charleston, I never got tired of living there, was all the history around every single corner because it was built so long ago, right? And, I mean, just incredible. I mean, not just South Carolina history, but, I mean, our country's history there. Well, so they built it so long ago that they built it below sea level. They didn't understand that. There's a system of pumps underneath the city that strives to protect it. And the problem with Charleston is the only way to fortify it is to rebuild that system because of all the development, because of all of that, and because of the fact that if Charleston, and their emergency management director will tell you this, if Charleston gets hit, a direct hit, with a Cat 3 or higher, there will be no more Charleston. Charleston will be, we'll talk about it like New Orleans, parts of New Orleans that are gone now. And we live with that all the time. So we're talking about a Cat 1, but we're talking about a very big storm surge out there in Charleston. And Charleston, if you look at its history of hurricanes, it will blow your mind. Because hurricanes big enough to devastate it have hit multiple times in the last half century, but they've hit it just the wrong angle. And people don't understand what a thread Charleston hangs on all the time. All it takes a Cat 3 to hit it dead on, and there's no more Charleston. There's just literally, he went through the scope of the devastation with me. Their estimates at the county level are 40,000 structures, unsalvageable, just gone. Let that sink in. 40,000. It's a stat I haven't forgotten all these years later, almost 9 years later. It just completely unrecoverable, hopeless and useless. Now, they could fix it with a better system under Charleston, but that would cost billions with a B to build. It is literally unaffordable. And some think, and you can get into the debate, it's been going on for decades, engineering-wise, actually undoable. They've been debated, you know, even if we spent the money, which would come out to billions to tens of billions of dollars to do it, because you're talking about jacking up an entire city. There are those who debate whether it could even be done. So Charleston hangs on a thread all the time. So we've either had storms peter out when they were going to be a direct hit, or we've had them pass just outside of Charleston where you have marsh that can absorb a lot of the water. Unlike Charleston, which is just pavement. So when you look at anything coming in a direct hit for, you know, to Charleston, you just, you know, my first, I saw that, I went, oh my gosh. And the first thing I wanted to know is, what strength of storm is it? Because you could tell if Charleston's doomed or not, and it's a one. But the storm surge is the problem there for Charleston always. It's not the wind. It's not even the signing the speed. So we'll see what the storm surge does. But, you know, in our lifetimes, it is not inconceivable at all that Charleston is wiped off the map as a city. And I'm talking about Charleston proper. Obviously, Charleston is like Greenville. It sprawls out. And there's Summersville and, you know, places like that. Summersville can take the hit better because it is in a marsh. And again, you have the ability to absorb a lot of water. But Charleston does not. And that's, you know, Charleston proper, Charleston, the city. Not even so much Charleston County, but Charleston City. So anytime you have something bearing down on Charleston, I don't mean to be long-winded here, Lee, but people don't understand, and I think people just don't understand what that means in terms of that city. And what's so funny is you have so many people packing into there with no idea what they're living on. And the ticking time bomb that it is. And the fact that Charleston, you know, if we were going back to when it was started, should have never been built there. They should have built it further inland and then used the waterways to get out to the coast. Or they should have built it a little further or up the coast for safety's purposes. But they did not because they didn't understand it. So keeping our eye on that. Even though it's a Cat 1, if you were to get to storm surge, you would get with a Cat 3. It could end Charleston. I'm not predicting that or anything, but it just goes to show you kind of where we are as a state. A lot of people don't know that. So what do you got?
Well, I witnessed just what a round of severe thunderstorms can do in Charleston.
Yeah.
Because we were down there a couple of years ago and flooded streets and, It's a tough situation because, like you said, pretty much everything paved down there. The water's got nowhere to go but to the storm system, and it's just completely inadequate. And of course, that's the case with many municipalities, particularly, you know, where you have established cities where the infrastructure was built, you know, 100, 200 years ago. It's completely inadequate for things today. And, of course, we collectively, the taxpayers, the municipalities, never spend the money to fully protect them. So That's what happens. By the way, we've got an e-learning day for pretty much all the upstate schools due to the wind was pretty much the issue because they don't want the buses out there with 35 to 40 mile an hour winds, which the potential is out there for that. And that's what they were concerned about. But it's looking like now that the rain is not going to be that much significant for the upstate, maybe 1 to 2, maybe 3 inches possible in some areas. But As Ray Miller, our staff meteorologist, was saying, it's primarily the wind that is going to be the issue, not so much the rain now.
Yeah, I was curious about that because I don't know if you heard it last night. It was good sleeping weather and just the screaming, howling winds. And so when I got up this morning to drive in, I was wondering if anything would be down on my route.
Yeah.
You know, trees, power lines. But it was totally clean. It was
I had a tree down on my property when I went home yesterday. But luckily, it was one of those dead pines that I was wanting to cut down anyway.
Oh, so, yeah.
It hit the chain link fence just right, so it broke off the top and the rest of it there. So I broke out the chainsaw, got it cleaned up, so it was no big deal. But
oh, good. You got firewood now.
So yeah, exactly, for the fire pit. Yeah,
free firewood. So be on the lookout. Be careful going into work today.
Yeah, but, particularly if you're in the rural areas, because I know coming up through where I was coming up our road right from the house, there was a lot of smaller branches and things that were out in the roadway. And if you're not driving a truck or an SUV, sometimes you may not want to drive over some of those limbs in a car.
Right.
That's not a good idea.
Texture writes, so they could save Charleston with the money they sent to Ukraine? Absolutely. Assuming the engineers could do it. But I have a lot more confidence in the engineering and math skills of private engineers to save things than I do the government.
Oh,
yes,
absolutely.
We could saved Charleston with the money we sent to Ukraine. We're going to lose Charleston. The only question is, are we going to see it in our lifetimes? And the problem that they have in Charleston, and we would have the emergency director on repeatedly to talk about it, is people keep building because it's so hot, right? So when you are below sea level already, and you say, well, why hasn't Charleston been destroyed before? It has taken a direct hit. The reason is because back in the day, the marsh can absorb a tremendous amount of water. But as we have gone out and out and out and put down more concrete, the ability to absorb in Charleston goes down and down and down. And that is why if you go there for a vacation, I was talking about this yesterday, Lee, two things you got to understand about Charleston, and this happens all the time with people visiting, they end up dead. And that's because they don't understand two things. A ditch in Charleston is not a ditch in Greenville. Okay? A ditch in Greenville is you run off the road a little bit and your wheel goes da-doong. A ditch in Charleston at the side of the road is 9 feet deep. And it fills with water.
Yeah, it's a canal.
It's a canal. And it fills with water very, very quickly in your standard rain. And so people will drive off the roads, which don't even have a shoulder there, find themselves in a ditch and sink and die. They can't get out of their car. And so as soon as I got to Charleston and was on the air there, I had people telling me, and I repeated this yesterday, everybody should have this even in the upstate. You need to get that tool. It's $12-13 on Amazon. I forget what it's called, but it is a window breaker. It's a tapper that will break your window because our cars are electric now. And so guess what? You run off the road, that water comes up, your system's disabled. Now what? You are strapped in to a block of death. You need to be able to cut your seatbelt because you may not be able to unfasten it or get out of it. You need to be able to cut your seatbelt and break the window. It seems like a small thing, but it's huge. So they have instruments for that. It'll tap the window and break it, which, believe it or not, is incredibly hard to do with your fist or anything in the car.
Yeah, is it laminated safety glass?
It's very hard to do, yes, especially when now you've got the pressure of the water outside up against the window and the water is coming into your car. You're going to drown in your car, and it happens regularly in Charleston. And so you need to get that joint tool. Everybody should have one. Keep it somewhere in your car. I still have mine. I keep it in the center console that clicks shut so that if I get flipped off the road, it doesn't go flying and I can't find it.
Or you get hit with it.
You don't want that. Yeah. But you know what? You should have that here because even with, you're talking about 3 inches of rain, Lee, even with that here, we have low-lying areas where that water will come up over the road. And I never realized this until I lived in Charleston, really started looking at it. You know, an inch or two running across the road is strong enough to pick your car up, take it with it, and take your car wherever the water's going, and it's almost always deeper wherever the water's going. So, just be cautious today. Do not think, just drive over the water. No, it's not worth figuring out if it's going to take you somewhere. It's not worth it.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Well, I'm old enough to remember, way back just a couple years ago, when a serious discussion was had in the U.S. media about how we needed to take Trump out with the 25th Amendment. Because he was some combination of senile and crazy. You could tell, listening to Trump speak, that wasn't true. Might be a bit on the wild side, but certainly not senile or crazy. But that's how they look at people who question them in Washington or tell the truth. That's so strange, they can't process it. When I say tell the truth, I mean tell the truth about the situation our country is in and what it faces on its border, economically, with all that. They're not used to that in Washington. They're used to just robbing you blind and everyone goes along. So, I mean, I guess to them it seemed a little crazy. So Rod Rosenstein, the number two at the Department of Injustice, who really was a number two, he's also a criminal because he lied to the FISA court under oath, which is not a big deal anymore, but whatever, decided he'd wear a wire. Remember this? He'd wear a wire because he was so concerned about how crazy the president was. And the president had to be stopped. He was a danger to us and the world. And the media praised him. What a hero. What a patriot. We got to take Trump out. 25th Amendment. Meanwhile, new details are coming out about a president who actually is a danger to the country. A president who continues to babble threats toward the world's foremost nuclear-armed nation besides us, Russia, from the podium in a way we've never seen before, not even during the Cold War when we weren't that reckless. And now there's some new details that have emerged. Yesterday we were wondering, when Joe Biden stood there with that blank look on his face that he increasingly has and said, Jackie? Jackie? Remember Jackie Walorski, Republican congresswoman, died tragically along with two of her staff members in a car accident? That Jackie, major national news. And Jackie Walorski had worked on hunger. They were at a hunger event. Joe Biden had stood there waiting to speak during a video that was played honoring Walorski for her work on hunger in light of her, let me spell it out for you, death in the car accident. But that apparently didn't make an impression on the president. Yeah, maybe zoned out. We all do, right? And he steps up there, and he's looking for the dead woman with that blank look on his face. Oh, boy. We're going to have another day where audio doesn't work. Oh, well. What will we do here if audio worked? That wouldn't even make sense, would it? Like, I wouldn't even know how to function if the audio worked here. And, you know, I would be denied that great adrenaline rush that you could get when audio works. So we'll all just sit here and wait for the audio to work. Why not? Because I'm going to play this. Let's try this again. Here we go. See if this will play.
Representative Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? I didn't think she was going to be here to help make this a reality.
Where's Jackie? Okay, it was major national news that she died. But then I said yesterday, you know, we don't know what it was. I mean, we don't know. Joe Biden before, and we've noticed this on many occasions, doesn't keep up with even the most basic of current affairs and often makes gaffes because of it. He simply doesn't know what's going on in the country he lives in and runs, which if that had been Trump, it'd be a big deal. But it's fine. So it's all cool. So I wonder, you know, was it that he's just so uninformed about current affairs he has no idea she died, or did he forget? Well, now we know. And folks, this is the most horrifying part of this. You want a measure of how gone Joe Biden is mentally? Well, here you go. Jackie Walorski's brother just weighed in. He was very nice, very gracious, but he let fly with something that should terrify you. Joe Biden did know that Jackie Walorski died last month. You know why? He called. About her death? About her death. He called the family. He made a phone call after my sister was killed, Walorski told the Post. And he was very sincere in relaying the grief process because he's been through that grief process. He knows all about it, having lost a family member, Keith Walorski added. When did Jackie Walorski die? It's like a month ago. Okay, wait. So Joe Biden called the Walorski family, consoled them, and talked about losing his son, Beau, saying he understood their pain. Okay? Now, look, I get it. They hand you a lot of cue cards as the president, and I could see forgetting something. But you called them to console them in their grief, and then you forgot? To the point where you said this?
Representative Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? I didn't think she was going to be here to help make this a reality.
Now, Keith Walorski, the brother, wasn't, you know, mean about this. Here's what he said, quote, in the Post, "I feel sorry for him, really, about Joe Biden. Yeah, it was a big mess up. Unforgivable? No, I'm not going to hold it against him. I just feel sorry for him. He is the leader of what once was the free world, although they're working hard and long, as we documented yesterday on the Battleground podcast, to end freedom in the world." It was an epic podcast yesterday about how America's number one export now is not just big tech, but it's big tech censorship. And we are actively exporting totalitarianism into the world, and how we're doing it, and what the fallout of it is, because it's shocking. It's a good podcast. You'd enjoy it. I kept it short. You can get it by texting Battleground, keyword Battleground, to 71307. Okay. The world is watching this. Intel agencies the world over read that. Now, where are we today, though? Where are we today? You cannot speak of this. Nope. You know why? It's ageist. It's ageist. And that is as bad as sexist or racist. And so you must shut up. But did we talk about wearing a wire to spy on Trump? Shut up. Here is the view, folks. I cannot believe these women. You know, I've always wondered if they were just dumb or uninformed, and I was never really clear which it was. Yesterday, after listening to this montage, I'm going with dumb. I'm going with not really that bright. And an embarrassment to women everywhere. Truly, they are. This is The View telling everyone to shut up about having a senile man in the White House, because that is diversity. We now have the senile represented, and they have been denied that for so long, and that was so wrong.
This country is so ageist. They need to stop weaponizing his age. I hate that about this country.
I mean, they have weaponized the gaffes. They've said that he's senile.
And she passed last month, not like 100 years ago.
Yeah, that's the point, honey. She passed last month. He can't remember. He called her family and talked extensively about the grief of losing a family member, and he didn't remember it. And then he was so out of it that he stood through a video honoring her for her work during her life, which was over on hunger, and then walked to the podium and looked for her. That's astonishing. This is not a serious country. We are not a serious people. What, now that that's been declared on The View, what are they going to censor you? Talk about Joe Biden's senility? Can't talk about that. Don't talk about that. That's intolerance. That goes against our community standards. Texter writes, Jackie Walorski worked with Anne Heche about child sex trafficking. They both died within a month or so. Yeah, you don't want to touch the supply of kids coming to the country. You don't want to touch that. Ask Lara Logan about that. Text writes, good morning, Tara. Are these the same people that had Ronald Reagan claimations in a video about blowing up the world because of his senility? Yeah, well, some of the same ones and their employers, yeah.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You know, when I started this job, 15 years ago. Had a pretty simple job description. Jobs changed, though. Yeah, so the mainstream media created this job for me, and I'm thankful to them, you know, for that. Because if they actually reported both sides, there'd be no talk radio. Why would anyone want to listen to us? They'd have no need for us. But they don't. They lie. They lie mainly through omission, or at least that's what they used to do. They just leave the parts of the story out on issue after issue that confirmed that freedom works, that capitalism works, that a small government works the best and makes people the most prosperous. They'd leave that out. When leaving that out wasn't enough, they'd lie. So they created a job for me, and I'd come in 4 hours a day, and I'd put it back. I'd put the rest of the facts that they left out back. It was a pretty cool gig. And those facts, I guess you could qualify as right-wing. They were only giving you left-wing stuff, the stuff that supported that philosophy. And they would do it on issue after issue. Socialized medicine, government control, government regulation, drilling, climate change, blah, blah, blah. So after a while, you got to know all the stats and know all the lies. It's got to be a pretty easy job to do once you got a good stack going. That's what I did. That's what I did for about 13 years. But I do something different now. I might do that too. I still do that. I've been talking to other hosts, particularly in D.C., because I was just there, about how our job has changed. And I had just people nodding around the table like, yes, that is what I've been trying to put into words. I was saying, you know what? My job has changed. I used to re-inject the other half of the argument that the media was censoring on issues. Now, I fight for reality. I fight every day for the normals. Not conservatives. Not conservative versus liberal anymore, even on talk radio. We don't even get to that most days. It's a fight to preserve reality. It is a fight to reassert reality. Nobody put it better than Giorgia Meloni, new Prime Minister of Italy, about where we are. Fire will be used, she said, to fight, to preserve the fact that 2 + 2 = 4. Swords will be drawn over the idea that leaves are green. Yeah, that's exactly where we are. The price of citizenship in this new reality is the denial of reality. It is. It's what it is. You get canceled if you acknowledge reality. That is what they are training us at a deep psychological level. Can't assert reality. Cannot recognize reality. Cannot do it. Not allowed. This is not a serious country. This is not a serious people. We're not. So it's now official. Mathematically, we have just had 2 quarters of negative growth. That fact has not changed in months. It hasn't changed. And when the recession was announced this summer, the Biden administration did a bizarre thing. They came out and denied reality. We've never seen that before. What do you mean you're just going to opt not to participate in a recession? You're going to opt just to say it's not real, make it go away? And for the first few days, of the recession, as the Biden administration put on this bizarre display, all its top officials denying the recession, the media laughed at him. I played you the audio. MSNBC, CNN, even. They weren't willing to be clown themselves for a few days. And everybody at the big investment houses was still speaking the truth because they weren't willing to be clown themselves. But then something happened, and I wish I knew what it was. I wish I knew how they did it, because by the end of the month, everybody was denying the recession. CEOs, major investment advisors, major Wall Street figures whose opinions are respected were going on national television and saying, well, you know, we could be headed into a recession. We're in one now, buddy. No, we're not in one now, but we are. We are in a reset. Yep, that's what we're in. No, we're not. So, look, folks, that's not partisan anymore, okay? This, we are so beyond putting back the facts that the media lies about and leaves out in individual issues. We are fighting for reality. We are fighting to live in reality. We are fighting as a country to make decisions based upon a reality that you must deny or you are deplatformed and destroyed. At this time, only reputationally, but come on, we can all see what direction we're going in. We'll deny that reality too. So look at how CNN covered this. Just look at this. Okay, normally, here's how the headline is, because they're so afraid. And I don't know what power the Democrat Party has over these people, not just CNN, but I'm talking about the whole financial industry. I mean, they have financial luminaries, CEOs out there be clowning themselves denying the recession. That should terrify you as a shareholder. Listen to how CNN Business reports this. Okay, she can't sense recession anymore because I'd be acknowledging reality, you could lose your job. Headline, latest GDP reading confirms U.S. economy shrank for two straight quarters, supporting one definition of recession. No, it's a recession. That was a recession under Bush and Clinton and Obama. It is the truth. Two quarters of negative growth. It's not hard. Well, I don't know. We can't know. Oh, but we can. And they go on and on and on and on. The U.S. economy shrank by 0.6 during the second quarter. That matches the most recent GDP estimate and shows the economy was in contraction for the entire first half of the year as businesses readjusted to pandemic-era supply chain disruptions. No, they did not. The printing did this. Jamie Dimon, Democrat, CEO, Hillary fundraiser, explained it to you morons last week. Why are we in a... Wait, why do we have inflation? Oh, because we printed $6 trillion, he said. Huh. Wow. Okay. And that's a record. That's a record. That's why we got record inflation. Higher, yes, than in the 1970s. If we used the formula we used then, we'd be somewhere between 17 and 20% inflation. The highest we hit in the 70s was 15. We are in uncharted territory. And we, as a people, who are not a serious people, are not even willing to admit we are in recession. Well, it is unknowable, Martha. Unknowable. But what I sought to crush you, shut up. But then I went on the car lot and shut up. Listen to this. They go on and on and on. CNN Business trying to explain. We just can't know if we're in a recession. Oh, but we can't. No, we can't. However, the official arbiter they rate is a panel of National Bureau of Economic Research economists who take an array of economic indicators into consideration and can revise the data many years later. So they say, we just won't know until after the midterms. Uh-huh. Yeah. I look, folks, we're putting up numbers worse than the Great Recession, okay? So the actual question is not are we in a recession? We are. Where are we on the continuum between worse than the Great Recession and the Depression? A serious country would have people asking that question, but we're not a serious country. We're not. We're not serious people. Just laughing at the coverage of this. Here's how CNN reports the fact that we've had two quarters of negative growth, which up until now defined the recession. How do we know this? Well, here's a montage of just Biden economic officials. Just Biden economic officials explaining what a recession is. Let's see. What is a recession? Because we've just had two quarters of negative growth. Does that qualify as a recession?
Two consecutive quarters of negative growth.
The definition of a recession is a decline in output for two consecutive quarters, or about 6 months.
A recession is just two consecutive quarters of economic decline.
When we talk about the possibility of a recession, what is a recession? A recession is two consecutive quarters.
Two consecutive quarters.
Two consecutive quarters.
Two consecutive quarters of declining GDP.
Because as you know, it's two consecutive quarters of down GDP.
That signals it is actually a definition of a recession.
Yeah, okay, so there's no way we could know. But if you had to guess, it would be two quarters of negative growth. So what does CNN write? What does CNN write? The latest scorecard on the economy may ignite the debate as to whether the United States has been in a recession, commonly defined as two consecutive quarters of negative growth. We cannot know. We cannot know. Folks, did you see, you ever heard of Restoration Hardware? Look this up in the Daily Mail just to marvel at the bizarre times that we live in, which we're foretold by something called 1984. Restoration Hardware, they call it RH now. The CEO lost it on a conference call a couple weeks. He just flat out lost it. And it ended up being a headline in the UK Daily Mail. Screaming into the phone. These people are crazy. Biden is crazy. We are in a recession. What part of that do they not understand? I know. But you can't say. It's politically incorrect. Why? Just is. We do not live in reality.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.